And now chapter 13, the dynasty of Maharaj Nimi. Srila Shukdev Goswami said, after beginning sacrifices, Maharaj Nimi, the son of Ikshvaku, requested the great sage Vasishta to take the post of chief priest. At that time, Vasishta replied, "My dear Maharaj Nimi, I have already accepted the same post in a sacrifice begun by Lord Indra. I shall return here after finishing the yajna for Indra. Kindly wait for me until then." Maharaj Nimi remained silent, and Vasishta began to perform the sacrifice for Lord Indra. Maharaj Nimi, being a self-realized soul, considered that this life is flickering. Therefore, instead of waiting long for Vasishta, he began performing the sacrifice with other priests. After completing the sacrificial performance for King Indra, the spiritual master Vasishta returned and found that his disciple Maharaj Nimi had disobeyed his instructions. Thus Vasishta cursed him, saying, "May the material body of Nimi, who considers himself learned, immediately fall." For unnecessarily cursing him when he had committed no offense, Maharaj Nimi counter-cursed his spiritual master. "For the sake of getting contributions from the King of Heaven," he said, "you have lost your religious intelligence. Therefore, I pronounce this curse. Your body also will fall." After saying this, Maharaj Nimi, who was expert in the science of spiritual knowledge, gave up his body. Vasishta, the great-grandfather, gave up his body also. But through the semen discharged by Mitra and Varuna when they saw Urvashi, he was born again. During the performance of the yajna, the body relinquished by Maharaj Nimi was preserved in fragrant substances, and at the end of the Satrayaga, the great saints and Brahmins made the following request to all the demigods assembled there. "If you are satisfied with this sacrifice, and if you are actually able to do so, kindly bring Maharaj Nimi back to life in this body." The demigods said yes to this request by the sages, but Maharaj Nimi said, "Please do not imprison me again in a material body." Maharaj Nimi continued, "Mayavadis generally want freedom from accepting a material body because they fear having to give it up again. But devotees whose intelligence is always filled with the service of the Lord are unafraid. Indeed, they take advantage of the body to render transcendental loving service. I do not wish to accept a material body, for such a body is the source of all distress, lamentation, and fear everywhere in the universe, just as it is for a fish in the water, which lives always in anxiety because of fear of death." The demigod said, "Let Maharaj Nimi live without a material body. Let him live in a spiritual body as a personal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And according to his desire, let him be manifest or unmanifest to common materially embodied people. Thereafter, to save the people from the danger of an unregulated government, the sages churned Maharaj Nimi's material body, from which, as a result, a son was born. Because he was born in an unusual way, the son was called Janaka, And because he was born from the dead body of his father, he was known as Videha. Because he was born from the churning of his father's material body, he was known as Mitala. And because he constructed a city as King Mitala, the city was called Mitala. O King Pariksit, from Mitala came a son named Udavasu. From Udavasu, Nandivardhana. From Nandivardhana, Suketu. And from Suketu, Devarata. From Devarata came a son named Brihadrata. And from Brihadrata, a son named Mahavirya, who became the father of Sudriti. The son of Sudriti was known as Drishtaketu, and from Drishtaketu came Haryashva. From Haryashva came a son named Maru. The son of Maru was Pratipaka, and the son of Pratipaka was Kritarata. From Kritarata came Devamidha. From Devamidha, Vishruta. And from Vishruta, Mahadriti. From Mahadriti was born a son named Kritirata. From Kritirata was born Maharoma. From Maharoma came a son named Svarnaroma. And from Svarnaroma came Rasparoma. From Rasparoma came a son named Shiridvaja, also called Janaka. When Shiridvaja was plowing a field, from the front of his plow appeared a daughter named Sita Devi, who later became the wife of Lord Ramchandra. Thus he was known as Shiridvaja. The son of Shiridvaja was Kushadvaja, and the son of Kushadvaja was King Dharmadvaja, who had two sons, namely Kritadvaja and Mitadvaja. O Maharaj Pariksit, the son of Kritadvaja was Keshidvaja, and the son of Mitadvaja was Kandikya. The son of Kritadvaja was expert in spiritual knowledge, and the son of Mitadvaja was expert in Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Kandikya fled in fear of Keshidvaja. The son of Keshidvaja was Banuman, and the son of Banuman was Shatadyumna. The son of Shatadyumna was named Shuchi. From Shuchi, Sanadvaja was born, and from Sanadvaja came a son named Urjaketu. The son of Urjaketu was Aja, and the son of Aja was Purujit. The son of Purujit was Arishtanemi, and his son was Shutayu. Shutayu begot a son named Suparshvaka, and Suparshvaka begot Chitrarata. The son of Chitrarata was Kshemadi, who became the king of Mitala. The son of Kshemadi was Samarata, and his son was Satyarata. The son of Satyarata was Upaguru, and the son of Upaguru was Upagupta, a partial expansion of the fire god. The son of Upagupta was Vaspananta. The son of Vaspananta was Yuyudha. The son of Yuyudha was Subhashana. And the son of Subhashana was Shruta. The son of Shruta was Jaya, from whom there came Vijaya. The son of Vijaya was Rita. The son of Rita was Shunaka. The son of Shunaka was Vitahavya. The son of Vitahavya was Driti. And the son of Driti was Bahulashva. The son of Bahulashva was Kriti. And his son was Mahavishi. My dear King Pariksit, all the kings of the dynasty of Mitala were completely in knowledge of their spiritual identity. Therefore, even though staying at home, they were liberated from the duality of material existence. Thus ends the 13th chapter of the 9th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Dynasty of Maharaj Nimi.